Water. The communities living in the boundaries of Laikipia and Isiolo are now coexisting peacefully, thanks to about 6.20 million Tura water project in the region. Water scarcity in arid and semi-arid areas of Laikipia and Isiolo, especially during perennial drought, had resulted in residents fighting over scarce water resources, resulting in livestock theft, property vandalism, and even loss of lives. Isiolo-based peace ambassador Golicha Jaso, speaking over the weekend in Tura, Laikipia North, said that water was the solution to addressing conflict between the two borders. "We had a lot of challenges, including livestock theft, loss of lives, and even schools were closed. Task force forms saw there was a need to involve community elders from both counties to restore peace," said Jaso. Naibunga Lower Conservancy Chairman Hudson Mashami applauded the water project, noting it had contributed to residents live in harmony due to availability of water for both domestic and livestock use. "We thank God due to this water project. We are now coexisting peacefully unlike before. There was a lot of animosity in the community. Those seeking services in Nanyuki via Old Onyero route couldn't access due to insecurity," said Mashami. He said that a task force was convened in 2021 to address the escalating tensions due to water scarcity in the two neighboring counties. "Through the interventions from the government, community elders, and other donors, we have gained victory to an extent of every household accessing water in the two conflicting communities," noted Mashami, adding it was a remarkable move in solving perennial conflict in the four communities of Naibunga, Pakaruk, Narasha, Tura, and Tiamamat of both two counties. "The task force was composed of elders from affected communities, national and local government representatives, and supported by Northern Rangelands Trust, NRT, Peace Department." NRT water engineer Udapoy Kararu said that Tura Water Project was supported by the Laikipia County Government, NRT, World Vision, and other partners, was serving over 1,000 households. "This is project geared to restoring peace in the two counties of Laikipia and Isiolo, through a joint committee from the affected areas. The water is supplied to the village level at cost of about 6.20 million, said Eng. Kararu. Residents say, "It had reduced tension over water in communities as it had been the case in previous years, and they were living in harmony. Additionally, with the shared water resource, residents said it had relieved women and children from walking for many kilometers in search of water for domestic use, thus focusing on other development activities in their communities."